Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jerry in for Boomer and Minko in for Jerry. John Minko is with us this morning. Good morning, Mink.
And good morning.
Now, you don't usually come in this early, and I'm sure that you've seen some different things out in the streets this morning that you don't normally see when you come in at about, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, and I'm told, especially on a Thursday night, Friday morning.
A lot of partying, yes.
And let's, I don't know whether it's the heat or whether it's New York City and the things that you see, but they were dancing in the streets as I was driving.
We saw that too, yes.
You saw people in the middle of the street.
Middle of the street.
The thing about this is, and folks know about New York City and the population, the largest city in the country
people.
And all this thing.
Yep.
A lot of people.
Bunch of wackos.
There's a lot of people. We work in the city that doesn't sleep except down here.
Yeah.
Because down here, there's no cars, but there's plenty of people, and they are all done partying. They're dancing in the streets. The thing is, though, I'm coming to work, and they're all going home.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the thing. You definitely reevaluate your life when you're driving. You see these drunk people having a great time, still awake, enjoying themselves, and you're driving into work. And I should feel responsible when I see that. I should feel like a responsible adult and be proud of myself, but yet I'm somehow jealous of what they're doing and saying, you know what, I'm the sucker.
What are you jealous of?
Oh, the fact that they're out partying and having
that tomorrow night and Saturday night.
Not till 4 a.m.
Why not?
I can't. You can stay up till 4 a.m. It to 11:30 passing out.
Yes, if I'm home 9:30, I'm out like a light. But if I'm out with friends, yeah. One night I went to Topgolf with my friends. We were there till 2 a.m.
I cannot do that.
I think you could if you're out having some drinks and food.
Cranky and I'm just nuts. And then if I'm doing it, then I'm just miserable and I'm just thinking about the bed. And then I'll sit down and I'll just slowly fade out. I'm done. I cannot see if I were, and it's all will screw me up for Monday too. If I'm up till 1 a.m. Friday into Saturday or Saturday into Sunday,
sure. Well, Sunday's a mess anyway, though. Do you ever sleep on Sunday night? I don't.
Sunday night, I'm usually
up until 11:30 every Sunday night, and I've just come to accept that I'm not sleeping Sunday night more than a few hours.
I know it is tricky because do you get the Sunday like anxiety of the alarm going off? Like I love coming in here. It has nothing to do with the job. Like the Sunday scaries, as they say. Like, it has nothing to do with that. It's the alarm. It's the alarm that starts, and I'm afraid. Am I going to be? How am I going to feel? Am I going to get enough sleep?
Yeah, but I set four of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I got Al to worry about. I got to pick him up. If I'm not there by 3:30, I have a backup plan.
I've never, knock on wood, I've never had an issue with that. Not one time.
And he's always said, and we'll get back to your wackos in the streets, because we saw a hot blonde trying to flag people down this morning as well. Just three, what's the matter?
You saw a hot blonde trying to flag
did
people
we not?
Down?
What was she doing?
Trying to flag people down.
And she was dancing in the road.
I might have seen that same one. She's going, where's Minko? Where's Minko?
It seemed like...
that has happened, though. I've been approached.
You've been approached?
Not
for
today,
money, right?
But huh?
For services.
Yes.
Right.
By prostitutes?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Eddie, too.
You've been propositioned by prostitutes in the middle of the night?
I've been requested.
You've been requested, not propositioned, but actually requested. Like, I would like you to be the guy.
I was requested, and there were certain individuals here that were not happy about that. They were jealous.
Really?
Sure.
So you were with a group of people that...
No, I was by myself. I had parked the car.
Okay.
And I was approached.
You were approached. And how did you turn this person down?
I just walked away. I said, I think I better get into the studio.
I think I better get to my job at WFAN at 345 Hudson Street. Well, at least you were polite. You said no thank you. Did you say no thank you to the hooker?
Or was yes, I did.
I do no thank you. You got to be polite to the hookers. Yes, that's what I said.
Yes. One
penetration.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Did we have to go there?
Yes.
It's early, man. It's only 6:30.
See, that's the problem. It's great working with you and Jerry. And yeah. and Al, but I have to deal with Eddie.
Yeah.
And the problem is I have problems with Eddie.
Yeah, you do. Yes. Well, you guys go way back. Many, many years of problems. Wow. I cannot believe just one time the proposition or multiple times?
No, it was just one. There were two women. One wanted a sip of coffee.
Straight cash, homie.
Well, one of the women wanted, what's that, Nick?
Wanted a sip of coffee.
Sip of coffee. Is that what they call it these
days? Is that in the Urban Dictionary or something?
Sip of coffee.
And the other one, and the other one wanted me.
Oh,
it's party time
with the Mink Man.
As far as the situation with the Lakers is concerned.
Do you think, I'm not being a jerk here, I'm being serious. Do you think that you're a target as an older man, meaning you're not in your 20s?
Reduce sex drive.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Right?
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, oh, old white guy, ding, 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 ding. You know, that's like, it's definitely, the alarm bells go off in the head for the hookers.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You've been propositioned how many times, Eddie? Twice?
Three times
for Eddie.
Did Eddie twice by
a male prostitute,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Really? Did they think because of the ponytail, maybe?
Don't know.
Huh.
Just, you know, it's wow. 3 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock.
I'm there.
And you're looking for a good time.
Right. Just one more to finish off the night. Right? I mean, that is unbelievable. Yeah. Al, does it happen to you guys? Is it not?
We park right out front.
Yeah, we don't park. We know the areas where that happens, and we don't park there.
I didn't know that this was still a thing out there, like the rogue prostitution in the street. I did not. I thought that was cleaned up with Giuliani many years ago.
Well, he left Giuliani.
All right, Mink. Well, we're happy to have you here, and we'd like to hear an update if you have one.
And we're sports brought to you by Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. We do want to update. We have live breaking news.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes, the leaderboard at the British Open.
Okay.
It is round number two, so we certainly want to do that for the folks that are just waking up. And J.B. Holmes was your first-round leader, and he is 3-under through 7 today, and he is your leader right now as round two is in progress at 8-under par. Tommy Fleetwood, a couple of strokes back. He is 3-under through 13 today. Let's see, Jordan Spieth playing well today, 4-under through 11, so he is 5-under for the tournament. Brooks Koepka, who was a couple of shots back after round one closed yesterday. He is within 3 of the lead, a 2-under par 13 today after shooting a 68 yesterday. Shane Lowry, who was one stroke back at 4-under par yesterday, he will tee off at 7:53 Eastern time today. And, of course, yesterday Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy were not good, especially McIlroy. Tiger was plus 7, Phil plus 5, and McIlroy was 8 over par.
And how about David Duval?
And he was...
It was a 13 over.
Yeah, well, he had the one hole, but he posted a 14 on it or something. He hit the wrong ball twice, had to go back to the tee, start over,
right.
Lost ball.
And
I mean,
Rory broke
mess.
That poor woman's phone with a tee shot. I mean, you know how bad you got to be to break a phone?
Jeez. Or how precise. Depends on if you're trying to do it or not.
So there were lots of drama yesterday at the British Open, and that will continue, of course, throughout the weekend. Weather does not seem to be that bad. Folks are out there in shorts, and the wind is a problem, could be a problem for some golfers. But, you know, it's not the freezing type weather that
it's
you...
It's been okay. What they're saying is tomorrow... Could be an issue, but we'll see. It's the British Open. We'll see. It can change like that.
I do have some Irish heritage in my. I've got, you know, I'm one of these mutts. It's got a lot of stuff, Italian, Irish stuff. But I don't want to offend anybody who's Irish.
But let's take a try.
But I just want to say that I have no desire to go anywhere like that's Northern England, Ireland, up there. I do not have a desire to sit in that type of weather.
Me neither.
It's July, and you're talking about wind, rain, cold, clouds.
Right. I'm good.
Yeah, right.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Now, if someone wants to say, oh, we'll bring you up there, and you go to one of these distilleries, you have a great time, it's the history and the cliffs and all of that, like maybe you could sell me on it. But just from what I've seen in my life, it looks miserable.
It is miserable. Now, there is part of that the experience is worth it if you golf. Like Boomer will live and die by, you've got to go play here, you've got to play here. And he's not wrong if you're a golfer.
I understand that.
I would enjoy that too. I don't need to play in 30-mile-an-hour winds, though, and rain pelting on my face.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's like that all year round.
But that's also the way the game started, you know, hundreds of years ago. That's kind of what it was.
Yeah, I get it. If you're a golfer, you're into the heritage of it and all of that. I mean, sure. But, I mean, for just like a vacation spot?
It's also a tough vacation, too. It's kind of one of those vacations like Al just went on. You come back from vacation, and you're looking for a vacation because you're exhausted from the vacation.
Yeah, right. You don't need that. You need to relax on your vacation.
A little bit.
Beach, pina colada. And
fruity
sun.
Drinks, like yeah. Evan likes.
Yeah, like fruity drinks. What it's on, Mink? You got some baseball
it's,
stuff?
It's going to be 100 degrees here tomorrow.
Well, hey, I'll take that, man. I mean, people...
I'm good.
This is why I opened a show the way that I did. Because of the heat wave that's coming up, people are going to complain. I know there's some folks out there that maybe don't have air conditioning. They'll have to pop open the fire hydrants and stuff in the streets, mm-hmm. and we'll see that on the news and everything else. But wouldn't you rather have, unless you're an elderly
yes.
person that's maybe at risk... But wouldn't you rather have 100 degrees and 90% humidity than 10 degrees and ice and snow?
I would. You would. I don't think Eddie would. I think he would choose for the snow and the ice and the wind
and
the cold.
God, it's miserable.
I don't know about Alan. I'm going to say Mink is somewhere in the middle.
It's a mood changer for me, man. Like, I'll deal with 100 degrees. It's great. And you go to the beach, the water, whatever. Like, you can enjoy yourself. What do you do in the day where you're just in your house?
You make a fire.
You make a fire.
I'm with you. I agree with you. I'm not interested in the cold.
Like, I know it gets extreme, and you got to be careful with your health and everything, and you don't want extreme weather, but give me that over the February and March and the sleet and the bull crap that we got to deal with around here. It's terrible.
A day without snow is a good day.
There you go, Mick.
The Yankees had a good night and day yesterday. Doubleheader sweep of the Rays at the stadium. 6-2 win in the opener, 5-1 in the nightcap, and as a result, Yankee lead balloons to 8 atop the division, taking 3 of 4 from Tampa this week. Certainly drama. Game 1 was the start at 3 o'clock yesterday, but there was an 80-minute rain delay. Hence, it did not rain. There was Brett Gardner. It didn't.
Yeah.
They put the tarp out there.
It
was sitting and waiting. I kept going, and I was working in the newsroom yesterday afternoon, walked into the Eddie's office, and the door was open, looking out. Sun is out. I don't see any rain. See a couple of dark clouds over there in Hoboken. Do you think it might make it to the Bronx? No, they must have evaporated over the Hudson River. But anyway, there was no rain. They started the game, and early on, a couple of home runs, and then Aaron Boone gets tossed by the rookie umpire, Brendan Miller. Gardner struck out, and Boone laces into Miller for inconsistency, whatever the word is.
Yeah, it's fine. We got it.
Yeah, you got it. It's early in the morning. Yeah. In the strike zone.
Up and inspired, and so I don't necessarily think anything like that.
And that was on Eddie. We didn't hear the beginning of that because that was on Eddie.
Eddie.
So just people know that. Mink did
because
not.
Because you sabotaged me during the commercial break because you were playing audio from your computer. And I couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
I didn't know where it was coming from either. Well, anyway, let's move on here. As Aaron Boone talked about, savages in the batting box. Well, at least that's paraphrasing it just a little bit.
Sometimes in the heat of battle, you just kind of utter some things. But, you know, I feel that way about our guys, no doubt.
Well, he did more than utter.
Yeah.
He did.
Bleeping savages.
Sixth inning game, even at 1. Yanks with the bases full. Tampa's Charlie Morton on the mound. And, of course, John Sterling behind the microphone on the Fan.
Bases loaded, one man out. Big moment in the game. Morton deals, and it's a balk. How do you like that? An experienced pitch has started and stopped.
Yeah.
What a way to take the lead.
His catcher screwed him.
Right.
His catcher screwed him. The catcher went to do...
Mike Zunino, I think.
Yeah, Zunino was trying to rework the signs at that point. He stands halfway up, and then Morton, of course, starts a windup, and then that was that. So, I mean... That is not on. Yeah, it was a sabotage. It was not on Charlie Morton.
Yankees would have won anyway.
Yeah, right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
They never lose. A 4-run 6 for the Yanks. Luke Boyd had 3 hits. Aaron Hicks a home run. Baseball's trade deadline at the end of the month. 3 pitchers that could be changing uniforms all pitched last night. There was Madison Bumgarner of the Giants, Noah Syndergaard of the Mets, Trevor Bauer of the Indians, even though I don't think Bauer's going anywhere. Anyway, here are the numbers. The Giants outlasted the Mets 3-2 and 16 on a Donovan Solano RBI single. They rally in the 16th. Then they met reliever
Chris. And by the way, only the Mets could have 5 infielders and have a ground ball go through them. Unbelievable.
Yeah, right. Well, that does work. Yep. And Bumgarner, 9 innings, a run, 5 hits, 6 strikeouts, 1 of the pitch to 10. 97 pitches, so, you know, that was obviously not a problem. And he's not focused on any potential trade.
No, I'm trying to win games for the Giants, and we're trying to get into the postseason, and we're making a push. We're coming.
Well, they've won six straight, but they got a long way to go.
They really don't, though. They don't have that long a way to go. What are they, three games out of the wild card spot? Two and a half, something like that? They're almost at 500?
I'll say this, and this goes to both leagues. The second wild card has created some interesting questions for teams.
They're two and a half out, and they're only five out in the loss column behind Washington. They don't have that far to go. They still have a whole summer to go.
And they're a game under 500. Right. And so the trade deadline comes at the end of the month. And he threw 97 pitches, as I mentioned. Pete Alonso hit home run 32 for the Mets. Syndergaard, 7 innings, 6 hits, a run, and 8 strikeouts. And in the American League Central, 15 games above 500, 4 back of the Twins. We're talking about the Indians, so they're in there. And Trevor Bauer, 6 2/3, 10 strikeouts last night. Jose Ramirez, the go-ahead home run in the 6th inning as the Indians beat the Tigers again, 6-3.
Swung on, hit high, hit deep to left. It's got a chance. Go on to the bleachers. Jose Ramirez.
Tom Hamilton on Indians Radio. So instead of high, far, and gone, we have high, deep to left, and have a chance.
I think he's great.
He's
Hamilton
excellent.
Is really good.
Announcer.
All right, Mink, we appreciate it. We will see you next hour. And if a hooker comes up to you, make sure you're polite to that person.
Or enjoy yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.